Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on 100.9 WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're welcoming to our program this morning the Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Education with the Cooperative Extension Service in Surrey County, Carmen Long. And Carmen, welcome.
Good morning, Danny.
And I guess I didn't really state that correctly because you've added some new job responsibilities, haven't you?
That is correct. Starting October 1st, I will also serve Allegheny County as Family Consumer Science Agent. So we're excited about the new opportunities.
Well, good for you. What are you going to be, what are we going to be talking about today? Are food and food-related things, that sort of stuff? Or that's really what you cover all the time, isn't it?
That is what our new focus is for Family Consumer Sciences. We're going to be mainly dealing with food-related topics. So food safety, nutrition, food preservation, cooking, things that we enjoy. So that will be good. And in Surrey County, I still will be the coordinator for the Senior Health Insurance Information Program. So today I thought it would be good if we kind of highlighted Medicare open enrollment, which begins October 15th.
Yeah, well, ideal time for that then. And that's, I don't know if it's as scary as it used to be. It was kind of scary in the past for me to even talk about because it seems so confusing. But with open enrollment, it goes through December 7th. So let's talk about that. Carmen, give us your expertise on what it's all about and what it means and what we need to do.
Well, it's very, very important that individuals each year evaluate their prescription drug plan or their Medicare Advantage plan just to make sure that it's still the best fit for them. Often we use the example that we might purchase a new piece of clothing, and when we get it, we just love it. It's our favorite thing. Mm-hmm. But somewhere along the line, it might not fit us as well, or we might decide that it's not our favorite anymore. And so it kind of gets pushed to the back of the closet. And these Medicare Advantage plans and prescription drug plans, last year that plan might have been the perfect one for an individual, but this year things might have changed.
Sure.
It might not be a good fit any longer. Mm-hmm. Each year prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans can change their formulary as well as their premium. So we want to make sure individuals get the least expensive plan that's going to cover all their medications. There's no use having a plan that doesn't cover the medicines that they take.
And that obviously can change from year to year as well. So
that is right. We can't predict the future. We don't know exactly what's going to happen this coming year as far as our prescription drugs needs, but we want to make sure that at least it's covering the ones that we're currently taking.
And this is the time between October 15th, December 7th to look at the plans and focus on, because it is vitally important. You've got to focus on the one that works best for you, as you say, as you see it now, because you got to go through the year. How do we keep it from being so confusing, Carmen?
And it can be. We actually have 13 companies in North Carolina that are licensed to sell prescription drug plans, and those 13 companies have 23 different plans to choose from. So when you think about all those different options, it can be a little bit overwhelming. People are probably getting some fan mail, as we call it. They mm-hmm. might be getting information through media, and probably word of mouth is the most common. Somebody will say, well, I like this plan. This mm-hmm. one's working well for me. Well, it might be a great plan for your family member or your neighbor, but unless you're taking the exact same prescription drugs, it might not be the best one for you. We actually have premiums that range from $18.40, that's the lowest mm-hmm. of the 23 plans, and they go all the way up to $120.50. So there's a wide, wide range
sure.
of premium cost. $100 difference between the lowest and the most expensive. So that's definitely something that individuals would want to take into consideration. Also, several of the plans have deductibles, and the maximum deductible amount for this year is $360.
Oh, okay.
If you can get a plan with a zero deductible, in most cases, that's going to be to your advantage
sure.
versus a plan that, that has a deductible.
Make sure I understand this, Carmen. This is primarily for your medications. Is that correct?
Right now, we are talking about standalone prescription drug plans.
Okay.
So this would only cover an individual's medications.
And people have these, you said, what, 13 companies offering the plans?
That's correct.
And
those are available statewide. So they're the same for every county. Standalone prescription drug plans cross county lines. So what we have available in Surrey is the same that are across the whole state.
Okay. These individual companies can't come up with the different plans on their own. They're really doing the plans that are set in place, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
So we all have the same ones to choose from when it comes to standalone prescription drug plans. And we actually have a fact sheet that has those listed. We would encourage, though, people to investigate their options and not just look at the least expensive plan and say, well, I want that one that's $18.40, mm-hmm. because that plan might not cover your medications, or they might cover those medications at a higher copay.
Sure.
So it's important to just investigate the different options and see what's available. And we actually do that through the Medicare.gov website.
Okay.
And a person can enter their prescription drugs into Medicare.gov, and it actually prioritizes the plans based on that individual's medication needs and tells you which one's the least expensive for you. You can put in which drugstore you want to go to, because that can make a difference as well. And it just takes a lot of the headache out of trying to decide which plan you want to choose when the printout will show you, based on your medicine, which one looks like would be the best option.
Very helpful. That sounds like really terrific to simplify it to some degree, and which is what you really want to do.
That's what we want to do. One of our bigger challenges is sometimes people don't have access to a computer. And so we're really encouraging family members and friends, people who do have computer skills, doesn't have to be a lot of computer mm-hmm. skill, but a little bit, to help those individuals so that they can get their prescriptions into the computer and kind of help them figure out which one might be the best plan for them.
Our guest is Carmen Long. Carmen's the Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Education with the Surrey County Center, and now also with Allegheny, adding her services there, which is terrific. We're talking about the Medicare Open Enrollment Plan. That's October 15th through December 7th, and trying to unravel some of the mysteries of the SHIP program. And Carmen, you have some events coming up to help folks out, right?
It's called Unlocking the Mysteries of Medicare, and we'll go through the basic information so that people have just kind of an overview and to see what options are available this year. If they could call the Cooperative Extension office in Dobson at 401-8025 to make reservations, that would be great.
Okay.
We want to make sure we have enough handouts and goodies for everybody who comes to participate, but it's a great way to just get some basic information. In Mount Airy, on October the 20th from 10 to 12 mm-hmm. at the Human Services Building, and then in Pilot Mountain, we will be at the Pilot Center of Surrey Community College on November 13th. So we've tried to space things throughout the community,
sure.
so it'll be easy for people to access information.
And this, I take, is a free event, right?
It is free,
okay.
yes.
Uh-huh.
And then on the 30th of October, we have a haunted Halloween health fair at Mayberry Mall from uh-huh. 9 until 2, and we'll be helping individuals at that event as well.
Not to mention Halloween with this, but there are some ways to take some of the scary stuff out of this.
Exactly. We want to make this be not quite so scary, mm-hmm. make it be as fun as possible. And I think most people are just relieved when they get their decision made.
Yeah.
It's something that they kind of dread, just the initial getting in there and figuring out what options are available. And just we'll touch just a brief moment on Medicare Advantage plans.
Sure.
Those are county specific. And so you would need to check in your individual county to see what Medicare Advantage plans are available. Basically, people trade their Medicare in or replace their Medicare with one of these Medicare Advantage plans. Mm. And in Surrey County, we only have 6 this year, and
okay.
2 of those don't offer drug coverage. So
ah.
a lot of individuals have said, I need an appointment to talk about what my Medicare Advantage plans options are, and then when we show them the list, it's like, well, we probably don't even need to have an appointment because we don't really have very many things to choose from. Mm-hmm. But for some individuals, those plans work really well, and the premiums are a little bit less expensive than a supplemental policy, which some individuals use with their traditional Medicare and their Medicare prescription drug plans. So
sure.
We would encourage individuals to come to one of these events and hopefully get the information that they need to make a really good decision so that their health care and prescription drugs will be covered for 2016.
Absolutely. And if you would, again, the website where they can go and work this out with them, with themselves, help themselves work it out?
Sure. It's Medicare.gov. There's mm-hmm. also a lot of great information at the North Carolina Department of Insurance website, and that's for the Senior Health Insurance Information Program, as you mentioned, and that address is www.ncsiip.com. Mm-hmm. And you can actually call the SHIP number in Raleigh at 1-855-408-1212, and they can help you there as well.
And that's a toll-free number.
Yeah. That is a toll-free number.
And the dates for open enrollment, October 15th through December 7th for the Medicare open enrollment period. I would suggest maybe people do it sooner rather than later, just for peace of mind, right?
Just as long as they get it done by December 7th, they're good. Actually, when people call the 1-800-MEDICARE number, they probably will have a little bit more success if they wait a few days.
Oh.
I'm sure it's going to be completely overwhelmed initially. And we've also learned that they've said that if people do want to call 1-800-MEDICARE for help, that if they call like in the middle of the night, that they they might have quicker service. They're actually open 24 hours a day. The 1-855-408-1212, the North Carolina number, is an 8-to-5
sure.
number, so that one isn't open after hours, but there is help available. People don't need to stress. We just hope that individuals will be able to make the best decision for the plan that will serve them for the coming year.
And if they are interested in attending one of the events that you mentioned, they do. You would like them to call your office
Please.
Ahead of time,
yes,
right?
Yes, if they can call 401-8025, we would be happy to put them on our list.
Terrific. Carmen Long, it is always a pleasure to talk with you. Just a wealth of information. I appreciate it. Extension agent, family and consumer education with the Surry County Center, and now also working in Allegheny County, too. So thank you so much for your info today. Appreciate it. Looking forward to the next time.
Thank you, Danny.
And thanks for joining us, folks, for Extension Today here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surry, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.